The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland.
And a very good morning to you. This is The Morning Show here at East Coast FM. This is Adrian Kennedy in for Declan Meehan this morning, but not in the usual sense of the word, because I'm sitting here and Declan Meehan is sitting over there. And he wasn't expecting to be sitting over there. Declan, good morning.
Well, this takes us back, Adrian.
This certainly does take us all back.
It was 1994 when you were in
this seat. Yeah.
And I was taken over from you.
So let me explain what is happening this morning. Today, we are absolutely delighted to be celebrating 30 years of Declan Meehan on East Coast FM. 30 years, which is extraordinary. Over the past 30 years, Declan has pretty much been the voice and face of Wicklow, championing all of the weird and wonderful things that have been going on across the Garden County, while also addressing and tackling the more difficult and emotive issues, giving Wicklow people the space and time to talk about the things that have been going on in their area and in their lives. Declan has achieved some truly incredible things in his 30 years here at East Coast FM, including being inducted into the Imro Hall of Fame in 2021, being named Bray Person of the Year in 2020, as well as standing as the Grand Marshal at many St. Patrick's Day parades over the years in Bray. This is only to name a few. I feel like Eamon Andrews, actually. I feel like I should do. But there's more. And by the way, our WhatsApp number is 087-77-11-103. There's something very special that sets Declan apart and makes him stand out, both for all of the team here at East Coast and the listeners who tune into the morning show every day. And that is his positive attitude, kind nature, his willingness to help anyone and everyone in any way he can. And most of all, his overall genuine empathy and decency. An all-round good guy. And that's from everybody here, Declan. They all wrote this script for me. So with each passing year, Declan's influence grows stronger and his commitment to excellence sets an example for all of us. So best wishes, Declan, on 30 years here at East Coast FM. And we have a great show for you today.
Gosh, it's a complete surprise because I came in because Katie, as usual, had printed a running order and I said, oh yeah, okay, right, fine. And she had a sort of acknowledgement at 11 o'clock of 30 years. This is completely different.
This
is conniving people in this. It just shows you the calibre of this organisation for duplicity.
I have a lot of messages to play for you today, Declan. Honestly, you'll be speechless by the end of this show this morning. Okay, I want you to have a quick listen to this message.
Hey, Declan, it's Hosier here, just on the road. We're in Oregon at the moment. I wanted to wish you all the best and say huge, huge congratulations for 30 years on the show. It's an incredible achievement, an incredible milestone. I hope you're keeping well. I remember very well, I think the first time I was ever on radio, Irish radio, certainly performing my own work was on your show in the morning. So I just want to say thank you for all the support from very, very early on, from as early as possible. All the best and congratulations sincerely, 30 years in the business.
That's just the start.
Wow.
That's just the start.
And that was an outside broadcast in the Beach House.
Oh, first did an interview with you.
Yeah, and I'm sure you won't mind me saying, but he came in and he was all sort of nervous. And I said, and you're Hosier. And he said, yeah, Andrew, I'm going to be here later on. He was so nervous and he called himself Andrew.
Wow. But it was in the Beach House in Greystones.
Beach House in Greystones. It's very early time. Look at him now. He's actually more famous than me.
Somebody else who started off as a little baby in his line of business is a man that we've invited into the studio this morning. I'm delighted to welcome on Taoiseach, Simon Harris, Wicklow TD as well. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in today.
Oh, my absolute honour. Thank you for having me.
And you would have been a very young councillor.
Are you much over 30?
No, not that much.
You would have been a young councillor when you would have first been interviewed in this radio station by this man.
And even earlier than that, and firstly, can I just say, I'm really honoured to be here and to be invited to participate in this programme. I mean, 30 years of incredible service to East Coast Radio, to public service broadcasting, to public debate and discourse. Declan, in and of himself, has become an institution in our county. And I just wanted to be here to acknowledge that today. You've always been... I'll tell you when I first met in a moment, but I've... You've put us through our paces on this programme many times. Sometimes we've had very difficult and tricky interviews on the issues of the day. You've always been extraordinarily fair, passionate, a huge sense of social justice, championing issues here that matter to people across Wicklow, giving people across Wicklow a voice, adopting causes that have made our county a better place. And on behalf of people right across County Wicklow, I just wanted to be here today to say thank you. You are the first person that I was ever interviewed by in radio.
Oh, so that's what you have that in common with Hosier.
With Hosier, there you go. That's probably the only thing I have in common with Hosier. He's a far more talented individual than me. But I remember being as a young teenager being involved in a number of community events in County Wicklow. We were involved in speech and drama and putting on a play. And I remember the platform you gave to that here in East Coast, giving a voice to us young, enthusiastic people at that time. When I got involved. As a young moody teenager in being irked about things in my hometown of Greystones and campaigning around autism facilities, again it was Declan who gave us the space and to highlight those issues, and many of microphones and studios that I've sat in now certainly been put through my paces by Declan Meehan over the years has stood to me in being able to endure some of the most robust interviews that I encounter on a very regular basis.
Very good.
Could I just say on to the T-shirt, thank you for coming in.
Not at all.
You know, I hope it's not much of a come down from New York, etc. No. And you will know from our history, just to say to listeners, that we're, even though I appreciate today and it's all a celebration, that we are professionally back to business on Monday.
I have no doubt about that.
be on your cards.
I have no doubt about that. That's what I've always respected about Declan. And I think it's fair to speak for, I think politicians right across our counties of all political persuasions and none always know that they get a robust exchange when it's required, but they can never say they don't get a fair exchange or a chance to put across their point of view. And you have been the voice for people right across our county in putting the issues that matter to them, to us, and I know there's respect across the political spectrum in County Wicklow for that.
Thank you. That's a nice tribute. Very nice. I'm also joined here in studio by a man that's been around this radio station since the very start, Sean Ashmore. You are the man who's responsible for bringing Declan Meehan to East Coast 30 years ago.
That's right, but I think you know, you're going to say a lot today about what's happened over the last 30 years and the contribution to East Coast, to County Wicklow, to public service broadcasting. But if you go back to 1994, East Coast was a few years old. It was still a very young radio station. We had a lot of challenges and we were delighted, thrilled and I suppose privileged to land somebody like Declan to come and join the radio station. And although there's been 30 years of legendary activity since 1994, at the time, we were delighted to actually land a legend like Declan Meehan. He'd been in
30 years ago.
well, this actually, I think this is the important point, that today is very much about 30 years on East Coast. But if you go back to before 1994, Declan had worked in RT Radio 2 when it launched in 1979. He'd been on Pirates before that. He was in the old Sunshine, the old Nova, Pirate stations in Dublin. He went to Capital Radio in London to work, where he was at one stage jetting to New York every weekend to produce a radio show. He came back to Ireland to work in Century Radio. He'd worked in FM 104. He had such a huge degree of pedigree that we were very fortunate to land him. And maybe, I'm kind of guessing at the, you know, thinking back, we were probably thinking at the time, if we get a year or two out of this guy, we'll be doing well. And here we are 30 years later. So you know, it was a very easy decision then. It's fantastic to be sitting here now 30 years later and celebrating, you know, everything that has happened. And, you know, you deserve it, Declan. And I know there's a lot of special guests today who will talk about everything that's happened in the last 30 years. But we've been delighted to have you.
Well, I came here for 3 weeks.
you forgot where the door was, did you?
Yeah. Well, I was going through all sorts of things because it was a radio jock playing records. And I was getting older and it wasn't satisfying me anymore. And Joe Harrington, who was here at the time, said, you're going to end up like the Monty Python sketch. You're going to have rows with people in restaurants because you want to talk about issues, you know, but the radio stations all want you to play songs. I said, geez, you know, I've got to get out of that. I'm getting older and there's things that interest me. And he said, well, Adrian Kennedy has gone off now to
FM 104.
And he says, Fakency, would you not hop in there for a while just to see how you get on? Maybe try for 3 weeks, you know? So
30 years later, you're still here. And let me ask you, Declan, what is it, do you think, that kept you here for 30 years? You've obviously thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, obviously, the pay. I think coming along through the 30 years, there was different opportunities to go elsewhere. Sean was very open because I missed not playing the records at a certain time. So I said, I want to do the current affairs stuff, but I also want to play the songs. And Today FM started and Sean said, look, you've been on 104 playing records. Fine. Do the two stations, you know, we've no issue with that. So it was here during the week on the current affairs, weekends with Today FM. Now, opportunities came along, news talk and things like that, but I'd have to give up playing the records. So I didn't want to be...
So this was the best of both worlds, basically.
This was the best of both worlds. I stayed 20 years there and 30 years here. That's 50 years altogether. But, no, I think the way the whole thing was structured, the flexibility that Sean and Kira gave me as well about taking the kids to school in the morning to be in for the programme, to be able to collect them early in the afternoon. Maggie, my wife, worked in AIB for 38 years and she's full-time job. She couldn't get out in the afternoons and things like that. So I became the house husband and the flexibility was there, as well as doing the job I liked, as well as having the music show in another station. So and back, everything worked.
Back in the day, would you have ever seen yourself being a talk show host as opposed to a radio jock?
No, I. It's not a talk show. I think it's just meeting people. I suddenly discovered I loved meeting people and hearing their stories. And I mentioned it at the IMRO at the time, was the women of this county, the mothers of this county, and the way they're so dedicated to their children and any issues that come up, the way they fight for their kids on various issues to get things. And I hope the Taoiseach's listening to various issues that mothers particularly, and I know the dads do too as well, but I just got the sense that these, particularly the women, but the parents need to have a voice. So I enjoyed that part. So that's partly the reason I've stuck with it.
Mm. And enjoyed it. And absolutely. You still sound like you enjoy it. Every day I hear you sound like you're still enjoying it.
Records now and again, so we might work on that.
Taoiseach, before we let you go, a person like Declan on a local radio station in a county like Wicklow, which obviously is your home county, is a very important facilitator for people like yourself.
Oh, entirely, and most importantly for the people that we serve, because I can say this sincerely: the issues that come to the fore on the morning show with Declan are the issues that are on the minds of my bosses, which is the people that we build at Wicklow. And if I want to have a good sense of what's going on across this county and what's irking people, and indeed what people are celebrating and succeeding in, I know that I won't go far wrong if I listen to the morning show. This is the reason it's the radio show on in my office. It's the reason why we keep a very close ear and eye on what goes on here. But I also think, and we're not getting into the politics today, the public service broadcasting element of what happens here is real. And I think the value of local radio and how we support that is, you know, that is epitomised by the work of this show, because public service broadcasting happens lots of places. It definitely happens here in East Coast. And in many ways, you are that personified, because you're giving a voice and the airwaves to people who may not get it elsewhere, and often issues that, you know, bubble up and are raised on the floor of the Dáil in due course, you know, start here with conversations from, and I take that point you make about the mothers of the county as well, it's been my experience as well, who've often championed issues for their kids, for their community, for their local sports clubs, for schools, and I just want to, on behalf, as a Wicklow resident, and on behalf of everyone in County Wicklow, really thank you. Our county is better, our local democracy is better, for your contribution to it, Declan.
Brilliant. On Taoiseach, thanks. Simon Harris, thank you very much indeed. Sean Ashmore, thank you both for popping in. Declan, I want you to have a listen, please, to this voice note from Connor, I think.
Declan, Connor O'Leary here from Purple House Cancer Support. On behalf of us all at Purple House and the Purple House community, we want to congratulate you on 30 years of keeping the fabric of County Wicklow together and keeping us all up to date with the latest news and supporting all of the campaigns that we've had over the years to make life better for people living with cancer in Wicklow and beyond. We thank you so much for all you've done for Purple House and indeed families living with cancer in Wicklow, and we wish you the very best today. Enjoy the celebrations and we look forward to the next chapter. Take care. Bye-bye.
That's a lovely message, Connor, from Purple House.
And he and Veronica and others, I mean, the contribution they make to the community in the greater Bray area as well has been sensational.
Extraordinary, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, we've a lot more guests to talk to in just a couple of minutes. This is The Morning Show at East Coast FM. If you would like to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, the number is 087-77-11-103. We are celebrating 30 years of Declan Meehan on The Morning Show here at East Coast.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland. East Coast
FM. And once again, a very good morning to you. This is Adrian Kennedy in for Declan, with Declan, as we celebrate 30 years of Declan on The Morning Show here at East Coast. Has the shock set in?
It's still, you know, I'm sort of looking around and I'm seeing voices, well, not seeing voices, but faces and the voices go with them from the past, and I'm saying, good grief, where did they dig these people out? Because as I mentioned earlier on, Katie had this running order and I was sort of looking at it for today and say, okay, that's fine and I've got a grasp on what these subjects are, and it's been torn up.
Well,
and there's just so many surprises, including
the people sitting here who I'll introduce in a moment. Before that, I want to play this from two very special people in your life.
Hi, Dad. It's Laura. I wanted to wish you a massive congratulations on 30 years. I cannot believe it's 30 years. I'm sure you can't either. And I know you always say that if you find a job that you love, you never work. And I know it doesn't feel like work for you at East Coast. So I wish I could be there and celebrate. But I hope you have a brilliant day and that is very special for you. And yeah, sending you a big hug and big congrats.
Hi, Dad. It's Rebecca here. Just dropping in to say congratulations on 30 years in East Coast. It's such a huge achievement and I'm so proud of you. And it actually reminds me of another day that I was just as proud of you, which was when you were inaugurated into the Irish Radio Hall of Fame. And I remember your speech that day and just how you spoke about your career in radio and East Coast. And it was so clear how much the show and the station means to you. So just congratulations on a huge achievement and I'm very proud of you today and every other day. Ah, love you, Dad.
That's Laura and Rebecca, Declan's daughters. They both speak very highly of your work here and are very proud of your, you just heard there, the IMRO Hall of Fame, which is an amazing honour to get, isn't it?
Could I just say about those two, they have exceeded anything that I've ever achieved. Laura is working in ITV. She's some sort of marketing thing or whatever in London. But she's successful at it and she's mixing with all sort of high flyers, so best of luck to her. And Rebecca is she's in financial things, chartered accountant, all that sort of stuff, But what they have achieved and what they've gone through to achieve it, and the dedication that both of them have put into it, I'm so proud of them.
That's lovely.
I mean, I'm just a chancer from a pirate radio station that still happens to be on the radio. They have worked so hard.
You know? Very good. All right. We're joined here. We've a lot of guests. There's a lot of noise going on in the studio today. I'm delighted to be joined here in studio by Tracy Clifford and Jim O'Neill as well. Good morning, both of you.
How are you?
Tracy, firstly, you worked here in East Coast with Declan for quite a while.
Like a really long time. It's been 20 years since I've been back in this studio, Declan, yes. And this is where my college education of radio began, because I worked outside with Honor as a producer, as a BCO, getting all the guests every single day, and I was also on the breakfast show with Dave. So it was the breakfast show, and then Declan one day came to me and was like, how would you like to present with me on the morning show? And I was like, excuse me, what? Like with Declan, the show was already like 10 years on air. How would you like to come on and present the morning show? And it was an absolute no-brainer. So Declan obviously was at the helm there where you're sitting now, Adrian, and he had me on this side of the desk and he let me be me. And I have to say to you on this radio station this morning here on East Coast, thank you for that, because that was the best education I have ever had in broadcasting. I would sit on this side of the desk while you're interviewing politicians from all over Wicklow and Ireland, musicians, entertaining stars. I just sat here.
And was that your first time ever on air?
It wasn't. I was on with Dave before as a breakfast show, but this is where I learned radio journalism, radio broadcasting. I was not politicised. I was only in my early 20s. Like, I wanted to interview pop stars. But I was on with Liz McManus. I still do that now. I went back to it. But we had Liz McManus, Dick Roach, Billy Till, everybody. And, you know, we'd had people like John Hume on the show, like Gareth Fitzgerald. It was just such a mishmash of an education. And the thing is that Declan just let me fail on air, make mistakes on air, and he never had a bad word to say to me. He just let me learn myself. And it was like invaluable experience. We had great times though. Like, I mean, do you remember the time there was a guy came on and he had like he had this instrument called the magic flute? Do you remember that?
It sounds interesting.
And myself and we could not breathe.
You decide whether you're going to go this way or not.
We couldn't breathe. But anyway, we couldn't breathe about that. But we laughed together. So I learned.
Can you please tell me what this magic flute was?
He was a flautist, you know, and he was playing his instrument, and every time he said that word, I remember you kept looking at me as if to go, don't laugh, don't laugh. And I was on the floor. But I was in my 20s, early 20s, learning everything about broadcasting from the master that is Declan Mean. And your kindness and the space that you gave me on this show to learn and to grow has just been invaluable for me. So thank you.
You're doing so well in your career as well. And
I went back to interviewing the pop stars. You know, I couldn't handle it with the politicians because I was only fighting with them at the time. Do you remember I'd get into fights and everything about light bulbs? Do you remember that time? One time I was buying a house, and it was, this is back in the early noughties. And, you know, obviously Declan had a house and a wife and family and everything. So that the things of like, you know, like just bills and everything. And we had a Billy Timmins on before, and I was giving out about the price of light bulbs, and you just were like, okay, we haven't got passionate about recycling or legal dumping in Wicklow, but when it comes to light bulbs, Tracy, you were just absolutely giving it loads, because it was something that meant something to me. But I've never forgotten the times that we've had. Do you remember on Fridays we used to have wine tasting? Do you still do that here? Yeah. Do you still do it now? Yeah. Well, I brought you a little something now to celebrate 30 years on East Coast. That's good for you a little bit later on. So Declan, I mean, I just want to say a massive thank you. We've had great times, and this was my radio college education.
Very good.
100%.
Well, thank you. You're so kind about that. Because when I asked you that day, and I went to Sean and Kira that time, and I said, look, you know, Tracy Clifford has something else apart from interviewing pop stars. Now, I know you've come back and Dan Healy is probably very happy with you and all that. But I just said, there's something else about Tracy. In fact, she should have gone to television, that's what I kept saying to you as well. And you had certainly the talent to interact with people and the intelligence. And I said, would we not sort of get sort of female-y things here, and sort of a contrast between a male presenter and a female presenter and whatever.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, We'll give it a go. And then, of course, you went off to Spain or someplace.
Yeah, I did. But this is, but I always think that East Coast and this show is always home, you know?
It's amazing, you know, because it's the exact same for somebody like me as well, because I started in this little radio station as well, and it always feels like coming home. I want to introduce somebody else who's in studio with us. And his name is Jim O'Neill. You'll recognise his voice from this lovely radio station. But you and Declan, Jim, we're at the very start of RTÉ Radio Indeed. 2 back in the day.
Indeed. Our paths crossed, I think, the summer of 79.
I'll tell you when.
In 2FM. 31st of May was the opening day. Yep, we would have met before that.
May, they had this publicity shoot. This is well before your time in 2FM, Tracy. Back in when they were setting up Radio 2.
RTÉ Radio 2. Coming at you.
All the presenters were gathered in the grounds of Montrose. And, you know, you'd know people from the Pirates, Dave Fanning and Marty and Jerry Ryan and all that. But this guy turns up, Jim O'Neill. Who's he?
I've never been a pirate.
He's never been a pirate. What is he? Well, he's a musician. All right. So say, hey, Jim. So we all went for a walk. And it was the first time I met you was in that mid-May 1979.
But the funny thing is that prior to that, that was the start of my, as a fledgling broadcaster. And prior to that, you'd had 10 years experience of being a broadcaster. In the list just goes on and on. And then our paths crossed again in Century Radio, where you not only held a broadcasting position, but also a semi-management position, for want of a better word. And then, Declan, when Century, as you know, went down like the Titanic, and Declan, off to London, and we now hear Declan Mean is Chris Tarrant's producer.
What?
Well, that's the last we're going to see of him. You know what I mean? He was in there in London. And then back again. And of course, 10 years ago, when I came back from living overseas for a decade, I started a program here. Can I plug it? Solid Gold Sunday on East Coast FM. And
so who's following who?
What do you mean? Oh, yes, I know what you mean. Yeah, in that way. No, Declan, you have soared. I was reading a bit about you last night, and you were described on Wikipedia, of course, as cool, calm, and pleasant.
Cool, calm, and pleasant. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, it was very good. But I'll tell you another story. In the back to the beginning days, you didn't search for a song and bring it down on the line. You went to Declan. Now, if you were in the privileged crowd, and I remember, it must be 30 years ago or more, going to your house, and you had this shed at the back of your garden, and I walked in, and I thought I'd walked into a mega record store. Maggie would probably tell you about that. It was probably the bane of her life, and she pushed him out. I think you had nearly every record that had been released, did you, Deck?
I had quite a few.
You had quite a few?
Yeah. Well, the pirate days, you used to have to buy your own records. You didn't get people got their own records, but we had to buy them. So you'd buy them to do gigs and be on the air, and so you just accumulated them. But I did have a few.
You'd buy them as a station copy or a personal copy?
Personal copy.
Really? Yeah. Unbelievable.
Do you still have them?
A few.
we won't probe into that. But I just want to say, too, of all the people we've worked with, and I've worked with, and stations we've been involved in, your consistency, your balance, and your general demeanour is quite wonderful. You know, I also wanted to, and I don't know why it came into my head coming in, I made a little list of people that we've worked with, and there's only a few, I mean, when you think, that are gone, particularly Bob Gallico, who, I mean, you were like Ant and Dec, really, Bob and Dec, you know. Wonderful days in a number of stations, as you know, and then we've lost Bob and Tom Hardy and Tony Fenton and Simon Young and Jerry Ryan, and so on. But I think that you will become Ireland's Pete Murray, who turned 99 last month.
Wow. There's a wish. All right, Jim, thank you very much indeed. Pleasure. And Tracy, thanks both of you for coming in. We've a lot more guests. I have to rush through it. We'll be back in just a second.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland. East Coast FM.
And this is Adrian Kennedy with the morning show for Declan, with Declan, about Declan today. Just got a message in from Tricia Holbrook, and she says, congratulations, Declan, on 30 years in East Coast. You interviewed me before each of my book launches, and it was such a thrill. Thank you for your support to me and to all writers you champion in Wicklow. Which is very nice. Now, here, I have another little surprise for you, Dec. Have a listen to this. This will bring back memories to a lot of people from way back in the day. Have a listen to this.
Clutter free.
Declan Meehan.
Yes, the Alessi brothers, Glenn Frey and Crosby, Stills, Nash. At 27 minutes past nine on a Tuesday morning, news headlines and jobs spot on the way. And here's Ronnie Millsap.
Any day now.
And that's the job spot for 9:30. Andrew will have more jobs at 10:30 and 11:30 this morning. I told you it wasn't my morning. Late nights, you see. But if you've got a job that you want filling, well, ring DAD on 606-666. Brings us now to 28 minutes away from 10.
In stereo.
Was Radio Nova. Wow. Back in the day. We reckon that was about 1982.
Could have been, yeah.
You haven't changed. You sound the exact same.
Really? Yeah. Don't make as many mistakes, hopefully. On air. Chris Carey used to sleep anyway until about 11 o'clock or 12.
Oh, so but she got away with it.
She got away with anything, yeah.
Now, I'm delighted as well to be joined in studio by your right-hand woman who... you left for work this morning not knowing any of this was happening, and your wife...
Maggie says is that you're doing anything for this 30th or something. I said, I think there's something after 11, you know, just to acknowledge it. But, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know and about it. I'm going off with Suzanne, who's arrived here from the States, Maggie's sister. Welcome. We're going off to Dundrum, do a bit of shopping, so I won't see you. Good luck.
Right.
And here she is.
And Maggie is here. Maggie, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian.
Well done for keeping this under wraps.
Yeah,
and by the way, just to let our listeners know, the radio station is absolutely packed with people, which you would never see on a Friday morning. How did you keep it under wraps?
Well, Katie had been in touch with me a good bit. I'd never met Katie. I'd met the two Claires, all right, but I'd never met Katie. So we've built up a lovely relationship over the last couple of weeks with all the plotting and planning she was doing. So I just didn't say anything. I had my decoy message, which was I was going to shopping with my sister and then we're going to Mayo to visit my mum. So I was gone for the weekend. I said goodbye to him this morning and I said I'll see you on Sunday. So
very good.
Yeah.
So he's been in this radio station for 30 years after what had been a long career anyhow. Mm-hmm. He seems to have, I'm speaking on your behalf, Declan, he seems to have really loved this place.
Well, East Coast is definitely his home. I mean, Rebecca had just been born. I was on maternity leave, so I'm giving away Rebecca's age now. But she had just been born, and Joe Harrington came to him and asked him, would he like to come and work out here? And I didn't know the station, but since then, it has just been, they're all so lovely, everybody here. I know everybody here. They're all so friendly, all so lovely. And I don't think Declan feels like it's a job. It's kind of like he just goes out here. I don't think he's ever going to retire. I'm thinking about retiring, but he's not.
He's
so,
not.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So, no,
yeah.
It's a real happy place to be, I think, yeah.
Very good. And also in the studio are your close friends, Ciarán and Regina. Ciarán, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, how are you?
Thank you for coming out.
Thanks very much for inviting us.
The Ibiza crew, I'm being told.
Well, yeah, there's a bit of that as well. There's a lot of... We all travel together. There's four of us who travel together, I suppose, about 6 years ago. We decided to set up a little thing called a kitty. And we contribute into that every week. And basically the kitty is our spending money when we go abroad. And of course, like when you have a group of four people, there's got to be two people in charge. And these two people are squadron leaders. Regina is one and Declan is the other. Dec also achieves the accolade of being head of logistics. Because if you want anything planned, Declan is your man to plan it down to the last detail. Whereas myself and Maggie are our lore, we are called mudguards. And there's a reason for what mudguards do. They have a purpose, which is to keep things away from other people. And you can guess what that word is. But anyway, when we head on holidays, Declan takes over the logistics. Regina normally looks at where will we book and what kind of places we'll go. We can have an input. But unfortunately, whatever input we have is taken over by the two squadron leaders and it becomes their idea. And then that's great. Didn't we? Weren't we great to think of it? So that's the sort of Ibiza trips that come. And we tend to go on a couple of holidays. And one of the main things we try and do is when we're on holidays is to book a holiday for the next one.
Oh, right. Yes. You make sure you have one booked while you're on the current one.
And on occasions, we might have a tendency to forget the following day that we booked a holiday.
And check the credit card.
We check the credit card the following morning and see, I wonder what. But there was one particular time that we booked a holiday and Declan would always get the phone out straight away as to where are we going to travel. And we look for the places to go that are within 2 hours of Dublin. And he picked a place called Lublin. Never heard of it, but we said we'll head for there. And it's in Poland and Christmas markets. So we arrived in Lublin. It's quite small and Christmas markets hadn't actually opened. So we got our trip into a lovely hotel which had been booked with the other squadron leader. And we're in the room and the next thing Maggie comes in the door and she says, "I think you've got Declan's bag." And I said, no, you definitely have Declan's bag here because this is your bag. So I said, no, this is my bag. So she opened the bag. And what's in the bag? Only some builder who had obviously been travelling from Dublin to Lublin and all his clothes, all his work clothes.
Filthy, dirty clothes.
And of course, the squadron leader had nothing to wear. And we imagined there's this guy that's going around in Lublin with lovely Gant jumpers on and T-shirts and jeans and everything. And your man's in the builder's clothes. So we sort of said, like, maybe there's a chance for the mudguards to take over squadron leaders. Unfortunately, that didn't work. We were knocked straight on the head. But they're the kind of trips we have. Maybe Regina might
Regina,
have.
You're being painted into... Pull that microphone down to you there.
Adrian, it's not true, any of it, but, you know, it tells a great story, so that's important. But yes, Declan is our squadron leader, or at least one of them, and he does a very fine job on the logistics. The voice of Wicklow is very, very accommodating, I have to say, when we're on holiday. And he's probably the one that keeps us, you know, like he certainly knows how to, he's really good at pouring red wine. You can do that really well. And to be fair, he's choosing good at the logistics. Yeah, on choosing. Oh, yeah. Well, now, sometimes, Adrian, he can go a little bit overboard. Terms of the price, we have to manage him, you know, but that's the job of the other team leader. The mudguards, they wouldn't really know the difference, you know, if you gave them white wine or red wine, if you blindfolded them, they wouldn't know anyway. But Declan, we rely on Declan because obviously his palate is so well developed.
Oh, right,
you know,
okay.
And that's because he's here every Friday, isn't he?
Yeah.
Tasting
wine, yeah. So falling out of the place.
You know, you can understand how he's the connoisseur.
Declan, is there one planned? A trip planned? Have you booked one from the last one?
We're only back. Well, we've got a few possibilities. But a couple of years ago, we decided we would do a sort of interrailing for grown-ups type of thing. So I wanted to see Trieste. Richie wanted to see Ljubljana. So we flew to Venice. We got a train to Trieste. We got a bus to Ljubljana. We got another bus to Zagreb. You know, wow. And here we are, we're sort of older students.
Very good.
Doing it.
Well, look, it's been a pleasure meeting all of you. Thanks very much indeed for coming in. And enjoy the celebration here in East Coast FM this morning. I have a lot more guests to squeeze into the show between now and midday today. This is The Morning Show, our special tribute to Declan Meehan celebrating 30 years in this chair.
The Morning Show with Declan Meehan on East Coast FM.
With thanks to Codling Wind Park, supporting local communities and generating a greener Ireland.
East Coast FM.
And this is Adrian Kennedy in for Declan, with Declan, about Declan, on The Morning Show this morning, celebrating 30 years sitting in this chair, normally. We just got this message in. Cathy here from Bray Chamber of Commerce. I just want to send lots of congrats to Declan on 30 years and thank him for all he has done for Bray over the years, not only providing a platform for local community groups and organisations, but also getting involved in our local festivals like Christmas Light Ceremony, St Patrick's Festivals, the Bray Endeavour Awards, a Bray Person of the Year in 2020, an absolute gentleman,
really,
says Cathy. There you go. There's a now, over the years, Declan, obviously sitting here presenting the show, you've always had a team behind you producing the show, researching the show, and you've had quite a few producers over that 30 years. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. I want to introduce a few of them. Your current producer is Katie Mack.
Hello.
Hello, Katie.
Her predecessor her predecessor is Claire Hogan.
Yep. Hello.
And Claire's predecessor is Claire Darmody. Morning, Claire.
Hi. Hi. Morning, AJ.
Good morning to all of you.
Congratulations, Declan.
Thank you, Claire. And I just before I forget it, just in case, you know, it goes out of my mind or something, when Claire Hogan took over from you after 13 years, they sort of picked someone with the same name and the same birth date, you know. So they said,
that's right.
Oh, they're making things easy for me. So birthday in August, both of you on the same date and both called Claire. But Claire, I think I saw a posting that you're on holiday, so how are you?
I am. I'm Declan. I am so sorry that I'm not there. I've been listening all morning and just truly deserving tributes to you from people and bringing back such memories for me.
So you started your career here, Claire, and just to let listeners know, Claire is now the producer for the Pat Kenny Show on News Talk, but you learned your trade here.
I did. I was only 23, AJ, and I started there in November 2003, so coming up on 21 years ago. And I basically grew up on East Coast. I mean, like I heard Tracy say earlier, it's like home. I think we all feel like that, you know. And I learned everything from Declan. He's still one of the absolute best I've ever worked with. And I think what's interesting about him is he's a very interesting like interviewer. And anytime people, and over the years, we interviewed lots of very well-known people, very high-profile people and on the morning show. And they'd always say, God, he asks completely different questions to everybody else, you know? Because, you know, Adrian, you know yourself, Pat would know, there's people doing the circuit, so they do loads of shit when they're releasing a book or an album. And Declan has a different way of thinking. And I've always admired that because his brain works differently and it makes him so incredible.
Thanks.
And, like, to give away a secret...
You're not sure if that's a compliment or not, are you?
No, it just comes naturally to him. Mm. He doesn't even need the level of prep that other presenters need. So I've always admired that with him. I have so much to say, but I don't know. The other two probably want to get in.
Well, in fact, I want to talk to the last Claire that worked on the show, and that is Claire Hogan, who's sitting right in front of me. Claire, good morning.
Hiya.
Welcome
how's
back.
It going?
You, how many years were you producing on?
I was here for 6 years.
For six years,
yeah,
right.
So it was great.
And again, as with Claire. Mm-hmm. You learned your trade here as well.
I really learned everything here. Like, I came from the UK and I had worked in radio in the UK, but coming here and I really learned everything here. And I got to do a bit of everything. And Declan's always very, like, willing for you to do a bit of everything, you know, like going out, maybe do a bit of reporting and stuff. You've always been very open to letting you learn and do everything and doing different ideas, and Declan's knowledge of everything is amazing. Do you know, I learned so much outside of radio from Declan as well, his knowledge just of the world.
Declan, there must be a great sense of something, I don't know what word to use, when you see people like Claire, who's now producing for Pat Kenny, this Claire, who's now working in RTE, and all of the people who've worked on this show over the years, who've gone on to amazing things since.
Yeah, but you must remember that they have the talent, and they are the people who express themselves. And if it so happens that in some way I didn't block them, well, that's fantastic. they went out, but they expressed themselves, and they had the talent to begin with, and I'm delighted with them all. In fact, Claire Hogan, when she rang me, we were in one of those trips, we were talking about Karen Regina, we were in Zagreb, and we were walking down this old castle, and the phone rings, and it's Claire Hogan, and she says, I've news for you. And I said, oh, right, what is it? I'm going to RTE television. I said, oh, right, okay. wish you all the best, yeah, I think. And I said, absolutely. 6 years was fantastic. But, you know, for all the people who've worked, even bits and pieces on the programme, Sharon Tobin, and I'm trying to remember others that worked, obviously Honor Kelly at the very beginning. they all have something themselves, and you just hope that you can help them express it and bring it out. So any credit that I would have is
down
very,
to them.
Very small. Mm. They have the talent.
So your current producer is Katie Mack.
After two Claires and two August birthdays, in comes Katie from with January to completely throw everything.
And Katie, this is your first time working on a show like this, a current affairs local radio show. What's this man like to work with?
I can't even put into words what a pleasure he is to work with. The guy's a legend. He doesn't stress. I mean, a bomb could go off in here and he'd still sit presenting, like, no matter what. Sometimes I think we're not going to fit everything in. How are we looking? Declan finds a way to fit everything in and do give everybody great time, you know, busy shows. His Sunday evening emails, I love. He sends me an email every Sunday with things that he likes for the week ahead, which is brilliant. So he's very much involved in the day-to-day running of the show as well. But on a personal note, he's just such a lovely guy to work with, and it really is, it's a pleasure to come in here and sit with him every day.
I'm really struggling actually on this show today to find somebody who has a bad word to say about you.
Oh no, you might hear the truth off air.
Alright, Claire and Katie, thanks very much indeed, all of you. Declan, I've a lot more surprises for you in the next hour of the show this morning. You're listening to The Morning Show at East Coast FM. This is Adrian Kennedy with Declan, celebrating 30 years of Declan on The Morning Show this morning. You can send us a WhatsApp to 087 77 11 103.